For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. 40-some people attended an opt-out meeting in Ukiah on Friday evening. It was the last of four public meetings last week with Paul Juncker of Michael Baker International, the contractor that's figuring out how to customize zoning for cultivating cannabis. The proposed opt-out zones in Deerwood and Woody Glen are rural residential areas where most property owners appear to be in favor of banning commercial pot grows. The right to grow six plants for personal use is granted by the state, so people within those areas would still be able to grow that much cannabis. People growing commercially would have a certain amount of time to wind down operations, but the exact length has not been determined. The final proposal is months away from coming before the Planning Commission. After that, it still has to come before the Board of Supervisors in order to become local law. My personal favorite quote of the day came when Juncker told the crowd that, in terms of attitudes towards cannabis, you have the whole nation in one community. In just 2 days, he'd made presentations to audiences in Covelo, Laytonville, Mitchell Creek on the coast, and Ukiah. After the Ukiah meeting, I caught up with two gentlemen who had a very personal connection to Woody Glen.
Hi, I'm Steve Miller. I live in the Woody Glen area, just off of Boonville Road. The reason that we are proponents of the opt-out is that our neighborhood has been a quiet, safe, very rural residential area, and we just feel like it's inappropriate for commercial activity of any kind, let alone pot growing, which brings unwanted visitors, excess traffic over our small bridges and small driveways.
And can you describe what those roads and bridges are like and what the impacts are that you've seen?
Well, the bridge is a single-lane wooden bridge, and it's not meant to hold large semi-trucks full of soil and water and other things. And all of the driveways are single-lane, and it's just not commercial area.
And so what were you expecting when you came to this meeting tonight?
I came with the expectations that nearly everybody in our neighborhood would be here and we would get the opportunity to share our views, which we absolutely did.
And are you happy with the proposal that you heard about tonight?
I am, yeah. No, I think my friend Mike Wilson here would like to talk.
I'm interested in what you mentioned about your family's history and how it's connected to your name.
You just heard from Steve Miller. His dad was Dr. Glenn Miller. And he came with my folks, Woody and Wilda Wilson, and we bought some acreage out in Boonville Road. But there was no road there. There was no bridge. And so we built a bridge across the river, and our family moved there in 1952. And I grew up on that property. And we sold to other people nearby, facilitated sales to others, and it was always to families who wanted to grow their kids or just to be in a very family-oriented area. And it certainly is not a commercial area. We are happy with what we have. Cannabis is a special situation. We're fine with cannabis, but we just don't want the activity that it can bring in our area.
Can you talk about what it was like when you were growing up?
Oh, we had the run of the hills. All the area behind our house was a huge ranch. It had sheep on it. And we could hike up there and go anywhere we wanted and nobody cared. Of course, that's not the case anymore.
It was wide open spaces. We all learned how to drive Jeeps when we were in the fourth grade. Yeah, it was just a wonderful place to grow up. And it should still be that for people who want to have kids in that area. And with the added traffic, it could change.
And do you feel hesitant about going hiking up in the hills because you're worried about stumbling on a grow?
Partially, yeah. The owners have changed over the years. I did hike up one time a few years back and ran onto a grow, and I decided I wasn't going to go there anymore.
I also had the chance to talk with Mark Schaefer, a grower who supports communities' rights to opt out.
Can you expand a little bit on that?
Well, I think if we are going to be going through an overlay process where you are going to be trying to opt in certain areas, it would be silly for us to think that you're not going to allow people who are citizens of this community, this county, to have the right to try and opt out as well. I'm starting to see the same answers come from the opposition over and over again, that they're worried about us poisoning the water, they're worried about high traffic concerns. But we are mitigating all of those concerns as legal growers, legal business owners that are in the cannabis industry.
I don't want to delve too deeply into minutia, but there were some concerns about water use. Can you give a thumbnail sketch of what people have to do if they're cultivating to make sure that the aquifer is safe?
We have to go to the state water board and we have to get our water rights. We have to apply and we have to be monitoring our water usage and explaining where it's coming from. And then we have to go to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife requires us to do a lake and stream bed alteration agreement with them to show that if we are using a pond or pulling from a stream, that we are not doing it beyond the capability of that pond or stream.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.
Most of our neighbors are really, really nice, and they don't mind if you hike on their property.
Anyway, to wrap it up, it's not about us being pro-cannabis, pro or against it. It's just a matter of our area is inappropriate for commercial. Full stop.